Hi, I'm Marianne. Now, if you love exciting rides at theme parks, you'll think what I do, designing high-speed rides called roller coasters, is a great job. It is, but it's also hard work. I've got some questions people have emailed me, and here's the first one. Dan asks what the first roller coasters were like. Well, it's not a new idea, Dan. In Russia, for example, people used to ride on tree trunks down slopes of ice. The first ride that actually charged a fare, though, was in the States and made use of train tracks, which had previously been used to transport coal down a mountainside. Next, Sarah asks what qualifications I have. Well, I studied engineering at university, which included courses in maths and physics. Both these subjects are essential in my job. Having a basic qualification in art has also been valuable. It means I can design things that look beautiful as well as being functional. Now, Carrie asks how I start on a new design. Well, there are lots of things to consider, like the client's budget, for example, and choice of materials. But the landscape, you know, whether it's hilly or completely flat, is also a major consideration. Another thing to think about is what we call the capacity of the roller coaster. Theme park owners normally think more about the number of passengers they can fit in, because that's where their profit comes from. But designers have to think about the weight that the ride will need to carry, as that affects the design. Paul asks if lots of people are involved in the design process. Yes, Paul, because we need different expertise. Most importantly, though, the ride has to be safe and enjoyable, and luckily my team has people who are experts in all the forces that passengers will experience during the ride, like exposure to wind and also gravity. We aim to reduce those, and if we get it wrong, it might not be a fun ride. Of course, our designs are all based on years of research, because we have to ensure passenger safety while they're on our rides. We make use of studies that have been done into airline pilots, what kind of pressure their bodies can cope with when flying long distances, and that's supplied us with the majority of the data we have. And studying astronauts has provided us with some useful information about how being in space affects them. This leads to a question from Peter, who asks what people don't like about our rides. Well, I guess they'd tell us if they were boring or too tame, because roller coaster fans are thrill seekers. But they do let us know if they find them painful, which the rides can be if we throw passengers around at speed. Even the most dedicated riders dislike that. Harry asks about the latest ride I'm working on. Well, it isn't open yet, but there's been lots of interest already. The height and length of this ride is impressive, but possibly not what riders will remember. It will make them feel odd due to the brakes which are positioned under each of the 50 large carriages. They're unusual because they can stop the train very suddenly. Jack asks, what's the scariest ride I've ever designed? Well, they all have unexpected bends, but one we finished a while back has what's known as a sudden drop. I'm not easily scared, but that did make even me feel a little nervous when I rode it. And lastly, the coaster I've enjoyed the most, a really big one with a huge loop that turned you upside down. Then there was a steep climb before it went off around a lake and shot you through a water tunnel without warning. So the riders got a bit wet, but we agreed that was the best bit.
Now you'll hear part two again. That's the end of part two.